time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Upton Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line. You should know it by heart. If not, you should have it programmed in your phone. If not, you should have it on your refrigerator with a little ice cream cone magnet. Why? What are you looking at me like that for?
An ice cream cone.
Yeah. You know, see those little refrigerator magnets? I just picked an ice cream cone.
Yeah, and you write in the marker an important phone number on the magnet. You put the magnet on the fridge.
I've never seen that.
Wait. Refrigerated magnets you've never heard of?
No, I've heard of magnets. I've never seen an ice cream cone that you write on.
No, it's not an ice cream cone you write on. It's an ice cream cone that holds a piece of paper up.
My grandma
had...
It's a magnet.
It's the magnet that you put on your refrigerator to hold a piece of paper up.
I know what a magnet is.
My grandma had the magnet with the lines, and you could write the numbers on
The magnet. No, I'm just thinking this is an icon. I just picked ice cream cone. What is it? I had explained this thing. It's just a little magnet that goes in the refrigerator.
I thought it meant something.
No, it's just I just picked ice cream cone. It's just a stream of consciousness.
Okay.
All right, let's see what we got today on Sound Off.
You know what I really hate? When, like, we're talking about the Phillies, you know, the Sixers, you know, maybe a little bit of Eagles, and the conversation's going great, flowing. Then some jerk calls about the stupid World Cup and how no one cares about soccer.
That's not stupid.
I don't know, man. The U.S. is in the World Cup.
It's not stupid.
Nobody cares about hockey, Jason.
The World Cup is a tremendous event. I acknowledge the fervor that that people who are not Native Americans are into, like their home countries. I think it's fantastic that they bring out that passion. I just think the sport falls a little short. That's all. In general.
I was reading today that I saw Aaron Nola could be a potential Cy Young candidate. I don't know if that's too much of a reach, but I don't know. I think if he keeps winning games, I think it's possible, man.
No, I don't think there's any question he could be the Cy Young winner. I mean, this year, I mean, he's 12-2.
Yeah, other than Scherzer, because all the strikeouts, I think he would be the leader if not for that. He just has less strikeout rates, a little lower.
He's been amazing. The only thing I always worried about with Nola is his elbow. And I got knocking on wood here, but like he's got the way he torques his arm, he's got that unusual torque when he delivers it. Like, you know, normally pitching coaches look at that and they go, that's a future arm injury waiting to happen. I hope not. I hope the kid stays healthy.
I don't know, Mike. Maybe Jimmy Rollins was right when he called us front runners. Maybe that's why Philly fans are showing up to the games.
Well, Jimmy Rollins said that, though, before the Eagles won and the Sixers made a run. So J. Rolfe would have been more accurate. You know, this is the thing. I think it's holding back the excitement for the Phillies.
Mikey, I'm confused. You don't mind sitting Reddick or not starting Reddick despite his high salary, but when Carlos Santana was batting 155, he had to play every day because he makes $20 million a year. Help me out here, brother.
Well, they invested in Carlos Santana making $20 million a year, and they're not paying J.J. Reddick that kind of money this year, so he can be a bench player.
Can we not rush Carson Wentz back for game one so he can wind up like RG3 or something?
Well, if he's healthy, you're not rushing him back. If he's 100% healthy, what's the problem?
You addressed this earlier in the week.
I did. Mike.
What's with these people that are afraid? If the doctors say he's 100%, what do you want him to be, 105%?
I don't understand it. People are so scared of the negative in this town. Just think differently.
Yeah, a spider set off your smoke alarm. What kind of dopey story is that? You know what sets off a smoke alarm? Smoke! That's why they call them smoke alarms!
Yeah, there was no smoke, bro. So it was set off and shorted out either by a bad battery and a bad connection, or a spider went over the sensor. And that was explained to me by my handyman. Not me. It was the handy guy who deals in this kind of stuff every day.
Curious to know what your thoughts are with James Bond. Give me your best James Bond
the best Connery movie, only one, and the best Roger Moore Bond movie, only one and one.
I didn't like Roger Moore. And I wasn't a big Bond guy, but the one that I always liked with Sean Connery was the one where they had the cold, when the Cold War was going on. It was the Soviet, they swallowed the space capsule. They had that vehicle out in space and swallowed the American space capsule, and they blamed it on the Russians. It was somebody trying to, it was an evil genius trying to take over the world, trying to set America up against the Soviets.
Was that From Russia with Love?
No, it wasn't From Russia with Love. They maybe made You Only Live Twice. Something like I don't know. I forget. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of summer.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey, the Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.